We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Camel Country 107.9. Well, the time has come, Cheyenne.
My palms are sweating.
Here we are. Cell phone roulette as the loser of one big trivia game. That was the punishment we agreed upon.
Yes.
And here we are. I can't wait.
I'm glad that you can, because I sure can.
I couldn't sleep last night in anticipation of who we could be calling on your cell phone.
Weird, I couldn't sleep for the same reason.
We discovered earlier this week, or was it last week, that the one person that you would hope that it would not land on would be your dad.
Yes, because I don't talk to my dad.
Because you don't talk. When's the last time you talked to your dad?
9 months ago.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That would be extremely awkward if it landed on your dad.
That would be really awkward. Oh. I would probably plead with you to re-scroll.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay, so we also wanted to make sure that you did not delete any numbers out of your phone book.
Correct.
Right? Because that was a suggestion that came in from our text family, that knowing that this was going to be the punishment ahead of last weekend, that you would have spent some time over the weekend deleting contacts that you would not want to go through.
Yes.
So I had up there on the board 357. We discovered on Wednesday that the number is now 361.
Yes.
That you have added some gentleman's phone numbers to your phone book. But go ahead and open your phone because it's going to need to be unlocked here.
Okay.
And what is the number of contacts?
It is sitting at 361.
Okay. So you, and you're being honest in that you did not go through your phone book and delete any contacts.
I promise on everything. Yes.
Okay. You ready to hand over the phone?
No.
No?
Over my dead body.
All right, hand it over. You lost the bet.
Okay.
You lost the bet. Hand it over.
Okay.
All right. 361, I am verifying. Ronnie has a flame next to him. Who's Ronnie?
I'm guessing it's because he's hot.
Ronnie.
No, okay.
I'm not going to go to Ronnie, but I'm wondering why he has a flame next to him.
That's because it was there. So, you know, on iPhones, you can send your contact card.
Yeah.
That's what came up.
But it's got a flame next to it. It's like under the number sign. That's
I know.
Weird. That's
it's weird. I know. Okay. I don't know either.
All right. I mean, I'm just going to go up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. There's a lot of contacts.
I only have 168. Well, it's because I'm cooler
than
you.
And up and down and up and down and up. I'm just going back. So I'm going all the way top to bottom, top to bottom, top to bottom. This person does not have a flame next to his name.
Oh, it's a dude?
It's a dude.
Oh, no.
I'm so excited. He's got a 509 area code.
Oh, shoot.
So this is from where? Back home?
Yeah.
Right? We're assuming?
Yes.
Well, safe assumption, 509.
Yes.
His name starts with a J.
Okay.
His name also happens to be Jay. J-A-Y.
Okay.
Who's Jay? Do you remember Jay?
I do remember Jay. Jay and I went on one date.
Okay.
And that was it. I never heard from him again.
So you never heard from him. So this is like blown off.
Yeah.
So essentially what's happening here is that we're going to figure out the...
Drive is coming full circle.
Oh my gosh.
This is what I didn't want to have
happen.
Like
Cheyenne being the... here's your phone back.
Thank you.
I wrote the phone number down.
Thank you so much.
But yeah, you're becoming the topic of like one of our blown off segments.
I can't tell you how not thrilled I am for this.
So let's do what we normally do on the blown off segment. Did anything weird happen on the date, Cheyenne?
No, I don't think so. Like, we were hanging out at a bar. We were drinking some beer. You know, it's what you do back home in, okay, you know, Yakima. And like, it was fine. I met him when I was at work. Like, he came into my work and, you know,
was this just a gym or when was this?
No, I met him when I was managing a tow truck company.
Okay.
And his car was in impound.
His car was impound?
Yeah, he was just parking in the wrong spot. There's a bank back home where if you park to run across the street to the courthouse, they will tow your car within a matter of 10 minutes.
All right.
And that's what happened.
So he came in to get his car out of impound.
Out of impound. And he was hot. Like, he was very attractive and we flirted. And, well, obviously I got his phone number and went on a date.
All right. So we're going to go into a song.
Okay.
And I want to have plenty of time to be able to have a conversation with this guy, because if we tried to do it now, we would have no time with it.
Yes.
All right. So, going to play a couple of songs. When we get back, we're going to be calling Jay in Cell Phone Roulette. And now, the continuation of Cell Phone Roulette. It's Camel Country 107.9, the Valley's new country leader. Cheyenne lost a bet. She handed over her cell phone just minutes ago, scrolled through, landed on a number, actually a name. Jay. The number starts with the area code 509, which is from Cheyenne's hometown.
So not to change the subject, but what is with this Saving Private Ryan music?
It's not from Saving Private Ryan,
is
it?
Like,
I don't know. It's dramatic. I'm trying to set the tone. There you mock my... Oh, that was a rapid fire.
I feel like I'm getting a Medal of Honor right now.
You kind of are. You kind of are, Cheyenne. So this 509 number, this guy named Jay, back in your hometown of Yakima, Washington, just 2 hours east of Seattle. So I'm going to keep your mic muted here. What do we figure out about Jay? You met him, right?
Yeah.
At a prior employer.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. All right.
Hello?
Is this Jay?
Yes, speaking.
Hey, Jay, my name's Gunner. I am a friend of Cheyenne. Does that name ring a bell at all?
Yeah, actually.
Okay, all right, hang on real quick. Before you jump into anything, I gotta let you know that you're on the radio. Is that okay?
Yeah, sure. I guess, I mean, you know, this is going on right now. Okay.
We're live on the radio, so I just got to let you know that. So that's okay with you, right?
Wait, what's going on?
Well, Cheyenne lost a bet, essentially. Well, we'll kind of leave it at that. And I went through her phone book and her phone, and your name kind of stuck out to me, I'll say. It just kind of stuck out to me. And so here we are, Jay, and I'm kind of curious. I just want to know how you guys met. You know, I guess. How do you know Cheyenne?
Ah, man. Well, if it's the Cheyenne I'm thinking about, I met her 3 years ago when my car got towed. So, okay.
Okay. So.
The Cheyenne, let me ask a question. The Cheyenne, you know, work at an impound lot?
Yeah. No, she did. So this is the same Cheyenne. We're on the same page.
Okay.
Now what I understand is that you did go on a date with Cheyenne, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so tell me about the date. I got to know why you didn't call her back, because she did tell me that this particular individual, you, Jay, did not call her back after the date. So kind of paint the picture here as we go on this this first date with you and Cheyenne.
All right. So, you know, it all started, like, I went to work, came out from a lunch break, and my car was gone.
Okay.
Find out it got towed, found out where it was at, went to that impound lot, and then I met Cheyenne while trying to get my car. And I got to be honest with you, you know, Cheyenne's gorgeous.
Aww.
You know? And I'm not just saying that just for the sake of saying that. She was very, very beautiful at an impound lot, which is saying a lot,
okay?
To the point where I actually... I don't know what happened. I don't usually do this. I just asked her out right then and there, and she said, yeah. So, you know, couple days later, we went to this bar downtown, Sports Center.
Okay.
And, you know, we're sitting there having a good time. You know, next thing I know, we're in the middle of the conversation. I forget what we're talking about. And she just burps. Like, it was just really, really loud. Like, it was just a belch. It was almost cartoonish. Like
a cartoon burp, you say?
Yeah. Like,
okay.
And the thing was, you know, if it was a burp and you would have acknowledged it and said, well, excuse me, then okay, that's fine. But this was loud. This was very loud. The entire bar stopped.
The entire bar stopped in their tracks. All yeah. right, so, like, if you could, like, impersonate the burp, what would it sound like?
Oh, man, I couldn't do it justice. But to tell you, but to give you an idea, like, think of, just think of, like, the most moist burp you could ever think of, and then have, like, a sound effect of, like, Godzilla walking. I'm, and I know that I sound like that I'm sounding like a jerk on the radio and everything like that, but it's true. And then, like, you know, like, people stopped, looked over at our direction. This one big dude came from the bar and high-fived her and complimented her on that burp.
Right. Can I bring Cheyenne in on this call?
Oh, no.
Yeah, come on, Cheyenne.
Too late.
Oh, no. Was your burp that drastic or what?
No. Oh, my gosh. Not at all. Like, it's such an exaggeration.
Well, hey, I'm not joking. Hey, listen, I'm the one that just got called to be on the radio.
But okay, also, like,
see, it was 3 years ago. Maybe that's how he remembers it now. You
I mean,
know?
It's possible. Maybe, yeah. Maybe you're just a little jealous because I burp better than you. I don't know.
I'm not jealous about someone burping better than me. That's
so that just ruined it for you, huh, Jay? Like, once you heard her burping, that was it.
Well, it's not that she burped, you know. It was just like, you know, acknowledge it.
So she didn't even say excuse me or anything?
Everybody else looked at you.
She didn't say excuse me?
No. It was just like it was legitimately like this. Like, I'm just talking about, like, okay, well, I was watching this documentary and then burp.
Oh, my Lanta.
All right, I put Jay on hold. I'll let you guys talk off air. I don't know. He's back in your hometown. I don't see anything going forward from this.
Yeah,
right?
I'm
going
to say there's all a right. no to a second date. Oh, my gosh.
You do have man tendencies sometimes.
I do. I'm the only girl in my family, even, like, cousin-wise. I'm, like, one of the only ones. I have very manly tendencies, and I'm sorry. I don't do that, though. When was the last time you ever saw me do something like that?
Last weekend, maybe. I don't
Whatever.
Know. I'm just kidding.
I'm sweating. I'm so hot.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.